Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah alone. We praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, none can show him guidance. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. Today, inshallah, we'll get to speak about the very first pillar of either Hajj or Umrah. Its meaning, what it entails, what it requires, and the acts that we should respect during this pillar, which is Ihram. What is the meaning of the word Ihram? In order to understand Ihram and what it entails, we need to look into it from two different angles. The first is the linguistic meaning, and the second is the applied meaning or the legal meaning. Linguistically, the word Ihram is derived from the word Tahrim, which is prevention and hindrance. So whenever the person acknowledges into condition of Ihram, then there are certain things which will be prevented, which will be forbidden, that he cannot do, he cannot approach. Even though those practices may be were lawful before the condition of Ihram. So it's a sacred condition. So that is the meaning of literally the word Ihram is taken from Tahrim or Haram. Forbidden, sacred, do not go near it. Do not touch it, prevented. And al-haram is the opposite of al-halal. And it's plural of hurum. That's why we say al-ashhur al-hurum. Minha arba'atun hurum, as Allah the Almighty stated in the Quran. Arba'atun hurum, four sacred months, يعني they are forbidden to commit any violations. It is prevented to fight and attack others while in these four sacred months. So once those months approach, then you must avoid these acts, these prevented acts. That is the meaning of haram in the Arabic language, or ihram. Then Allah the Almighty stated in Surah Al-Hajj in ayah number 30, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عند ربه. In ayah number 30, chapter number 22, Allah the Almighty said what it means, that shall be so, and whosoever respects the sacred ordinances of Allah, it is better for him with his Lord. So when the person commences into the act of ihram, must avoid anything which is restricted during this condition, and must honor the sacred ordinance which he commenced into it. He is in a state of ihram. Now, brothers and sisters, the applied meaning and the legal meaning of ihram, according to the Muslim jurists, it refers to the condition of commencing into the act of worship with an intention. So, such as in the case of offering any prayer. The prayer begins with what is known as takbiratul ihram. The very beginning takbir is one of the pillars of the prayer. You cannot just enter any part of the prayer, even if the imam have already prayed some parts of the prayer, without making the beginning takbir. That is known as takbiratul ihram, with an intention in order to declare that now we are in a sacred condition of offering the act of worship of praying. Before the prayer, you are able to talk, and you can drink, and you can eat lawful food and drink. But in the prayer, you're not allowed to say anything other than the prescribed adhkar or the supplications. And in the prayer, you're not allowed to drink or eat anything, even if you have some remains of food in your mouth. You're not supposed to be busy with anything other than what Allah prescribed in the prayer. Then, with regards to the applied meaning of ihram, there is another act of worship where the word is used, which is commencing into the sacred nusuk of either Hajj or Umrah with an intention. When the person intends to do Hajj, this is not ihram. When somebody plans to go for Hajj, he's not in a state of ihram yet. But when the person is either in the miqat, and he announces that by making the talbiyah and pronouncing labbaik Allahumma labbaik, and in his heart he intends to do either Hajj or Umrah, and if he knows the difference between the various nusuk, he decides to do tamattu' or qiran or ifrad, that is called ihramun bil Hajj or ihramun bil Umrah, where he announces that he commences into the act of Umrah or Hajj. That is the applied meaning according to the Fuqaha. الدخول في الحرمة, to declare that you've started the sacred condition of Umrah or Hajj. Sometimes a person may wear the ihram outfit, the izar and the rida for a male, for innocence, from his house, but he still have a long way to come to Al-Miqat, the appointed place where he's supposed to declare the intention of Umrah or Hajj, which is known as Ihram, from the appointed place. Even if you put the Ihram on, that is not declaration of Ihram. The Ihram will be by assuming the intention of commencing into the act of Umrah or Hajj at the proper Miqat. Okay? At-Talbiyah, once you start the Ihram, is recommended. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made talbiyah, he announced it, and he recommended the companions they should raise their voice and they make it out loud. It is not mandatory though to make the talbiyah. According to Imam Malik Uli, he considers making talbiyah while assuming the intention of ihram mandatory. While Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah have mercy on him, he considers At-talbiyah is one of the conditions of the validity of ihram. So if the person said, I intend to do Umrah or Hajj in his heart, and did not get to say labbaik Allahumma labbaik, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, his ihram is invalid, relying on his understanding of the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 197, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ, whoever intends and mandates upon himself to offer the Hajj during those sacred, during the months of Hajj. So, al-ihram is to commence or to intend to commence into the nusuk of Umrah or Hajj. And since we mentioned in the beginning the linguistic meaning of ihram is prevention or to avoid what is restricted, then what are the restricted acts which a muhrim, a person who is in a state of ihram, should not do, should not approach or go near to? There are many restrictions, some of which are shared between both men and women, and some which are only for men, as we will see. First of all, shaving or removing any hair from the head or any part of the body. That is because Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-Baqarah in ayah number 196, وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدْيُ مَحِلَّهُ. You're not supposed to shave your heads until you offer your sacrifice. The scholars joined to shaving the head, removing any hair from one's body while he or she is in a state of ihram, and by analogy also removing any nails, so clipping the nails, removing any hair, shaving even the mustache or the underarm hair, or any hair from the body is restricted once the person commenced into the act of ihram. It is also restricted, mahzoor, and forbidden to wear or to apply any fragrance or any perfume or deliberately try to sniff or smell any perfume, whether you apply it on your body or against the ihram outfit or the clothes for women who are in a state of ihram. It is not also permitted to use them while taking a shower or performing wudu. So wearing perfume is recommended, but in a state of ihram is absolutely forbidden. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing Hajj, one of his companions fell off the back of his camel and he died as a result. So the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, wash him with water and sidr. A sidr is a plant, its leaves produce like a froth. And he said, shroud him in his izar and rida, the ihram outfit. وَلَا تُخَمِّرُوا رَأْسَهُ وَلَا تُحَنَّطُوهُ. And keep his head and face uncovered and do not apply any fragrance to his coffin. While normally it is recommended to apply fragrance to the coffin and the shroud, but because he was in a state of ihram, even though he died, the Prophet ﷺ said it is restricted to apply any perfume or fragrance to his coffin. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, concerning this man, because he shall be resurrected on the day of judgment, mulabbiyan, making talbiyah. He is still in a state of ihram. It is absolutely restricted while in a state of ihram to have sexual intercourse with one's spouse. Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-Baqarah, second chapter, verse number 197, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Once you assume the intention of Hajj, then you should avoid al-rafath, al-fusuq, and al-jidal. So, al-rafath refers to having sexual relations. It is absolutely forbidden, and similarly, the foreplay or the introduction to having sexual relations. And al-fusuq, all kind of sins, and al-jidal, which is also forbidden, is argument. It is absolutely restricted while in a state of ihram. Then, as I mentioned earlier, not only having sexual relations, but the foreplay or what may lead to having sexual relations is also forbidden and restricted while in a state of ihram. Not only that, it is not even permitted to get engaged or to process a marriage contract or to speak about it while in a state of ihram. Also, it is absolutely restricted to hunt, you know, catching the games and hunting while in a state of ihram is forbidden. We have learned before that within the haram, the sanctuary of Mecca or Medina, it is not permitted to catch any hunt or game absolutely throughout the year, 24/7, because it is sanctuary. But sometimes people may, on the way, caravans who used to assume the intention of ihram on the way, and they pass by the games or the hunt, it is not permitted while in a state of ihram to hunt anywhere else, even outside the haram. Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 95, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْتُلُوا الصَّيْدَ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ. Who you believe, do not catch the game, do not hunt while you are in a state of ihram. Removing trees is permitted if you are in a state of ihram, but it is not permitted within the sanctuary of the haram, even if you are not in a state of ihram. The following is especially for men, wearing any stitched clothes. And the origin of that is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يلبس المحرم القميص ولا البرانس ولا السراويل ولا العمائم ولا الخفاف. يعني a man who is in a state of ihram is not permitted to wear a shirt or a coat or a turban or a garment or sirwal, you know, pants or trousers. Then the scholars concluded from that it is not permitted to wear any stitched clothes. that doesn't apply to the izar and the rida, which is a sheet or a towel you wrap around your waist, that's called izar. And the rida, another sheet or towel that you place on both shoulders, this is the outfit of ihram for men. When we say stitched, it does not apply to any stitches in one's izar or rida, but it applies to what was tailored to fit, as we mentioned earlier, shirts, trousers, garments, and so on. It is also restricted during ihram for women to cover their faces or their hands. And Aisha radiallahu anha said that whenever they would pass by men, they would cover their faces. So what is restricted is not the niqab, rather it is covering the face and the hands. So if she is in front of men and she covers her face with anything outside the part of the niqab, like a separate cloth, then it is permitted. Similarly, if she conceals her hands beneath the hijab or the khimar, it is permitted as well. Doing any of these restrictions of ihram while forgetting or by mistake, the person is not blameworthy and he does not owe any penalty. Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 5, وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا أَخْطَأْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَكِنْ مَا تَعَمَّدَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Brothers and sisters, by that we've come to the end of today's session about the history of Hajj, and we spoke about the Ihram and its restrictions. And until another one, I leave you all in the care of Allah. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
O mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.